Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. Now, that's a pretty terrific wash day promise. But just listen to this. Procter & Gamble's Tide will not only get your clothes cleaner than any soap, but cleaner than any other suds, any other washing product known. Why, Tide leaves your whole family wash free from dirt, and Tide removes dingy soap film, too. Yet, with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap-dulled colors, really spruces up your gay checks and stripes. And Tide works wonders for white shirts and tablecloths, too. In hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. What's more, Tide keeps them white, week in, week out, never turns them yellow. Next wash day, try Tide. Honestly, no other washing product you can buy will give you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Tell me now, how foolish can a young woman in love get? Well, Nora Tragg, daughter of homicide Lieutenant Tragg, has accepted Sid Samarino's engagement ring, agreed to keep the engagement a secret, and at this very moment, her head filled with rosy dreams, she's riding with him back to the Roomba Palace. Meanwhile, what's been happening to Perry and Della? Now, you'll remember when we left them yesterday, Paul Drake was going out to bring in a young boy who wants to take some pictures like he did last time. Last time, of course, refers to the time when Mary McKean was framed by Liz Wren and Doc Keegan under a situation which Perry Mason is now seeking to duplicate. And now as Paul leaves, Della turns hopefully to Perry and says...
Oh, chief.
Don't get your hopes too high, Della.
But if he took snapshots, he'd have pictures of Mary and Jim Randall, mm-hmm. of Doc Keegan posing them. Mm-hmm. He might even have one of Liz Wren on the set. That would prove that she was part of this whole conspiracy. Oh, Perry, if he has that sort of snapshot, why, he's the witness we've been looking for. You can knock Liz Wren's case higher than a
kite. Wait, Della, wait. Now, wait. Hold on to yourself.
But, chief...
Let's celebrate after the game is over.
In other words, don't count your chickens before they hatch. I'm not...
And remember, Paul said he was a sharp boy. Kids are quite often quicker at spotting a phony than grown-ups. Now, we are going to have to do some acting.
Trying to make me nervous, mister?
No. Just careful. Oh, this must be our boy coming here. Nice looking.
Shall I give him a nice big smile?
Why not? You're
the
movie star.
This is Wayne Maxwell. Mr. Patterson is waiting for cameras to be loaded so he can give you a few minutes.
Oh, gee, thanks. I do appreciate... Oh, how do you do, Mr. Patterson?
How do you do?
This is Maxwell Cook, Mr. Patterson.
Oh, hello. You, interested in the movie business, Maxwell?
Oh, gee, am I?
Why don't you bring Maxwell a chair, Mr. Tyler?
Oh, don't trouble. I'll get one for myself. Of course, I haven't got enough money for a movie camera yet, but I've done a pretty good job with this little old box camera. Won some blue ribbons.
Wow, good for you.
Dang. You're not the director who was here last time.
No, he's busy somewhere else. I'm handling these retakes.
I didn't think you were. You're nicer than him. Well, he chased me off the set.
Oh, well, these temperamental directors.
So I didn't tell him about the pictures I took. I knew he'd be mad. You won't tell him, will you?
No, not a word.
Aren't you going to introduce me, Mr. Patterson?
Well, of course. Maxwell, this is our star, Miss Snow.
Hello, Maxwell.
Oh, I remember you all right. Only, gee... You know, you look better than you did last spring.
Oh?
Were you really sick then, or was it acting?
I was sick.
Oh, it's well of you both to talk to me. I never talked to a real movie director and a star before. I don't suppose you could give me your autograph.
Why, of course we will. Never can tell. One of these days we may be asking for yours.
Yeah.
I might even be able to give you a few pointers. That is, if I could see some of your pictures.
Oh, gee, would you?
Glad to. We're not ready to go on shooting, are we, Mr. Tyler?
Not for a while, Mr. Patterson.
Oh, boy, and I've got some of my best prints right here in my pocket.
I want to see two.
What'd you say, ma'am?
That I want to see two.
Oh, well, here they are. This one here is my dog.
Oh?
I won $5 from the Evening Record for it.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thanks. And this picture here is of the Statue of Liberty. I got it on a ferry boat.
Uh-huh.
And this one I took in Central Park. Oh, baby. I developed my own pictures, too. But I have to use my friend's enlarger. You see, I'm saving up for my own.
Is this all?
Well, it's all I have with me.
Oh.
Why?
Oh, I just thought perhaps you'd have one of me.
Oh. Well, I guess I have at home.
You guess?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure. Gee, I hardly ever throw a picture away unless it doesn't come out. And the ones I took here came out because the lighting was so clear and, I mean, they were clear. But the composition wasn't so good. That's what Homer says. You see, Homer's my friend. He's the one who had the enlarger.
You know, I'd like to see those pictures, Maxwell.
Well, I guess I could run home and get them. Only it's pretty late, and Mom would probably make me stay because it's supper time.
Well, then perhaps you could do it later. Suppose you tell me what was in them, then that'll give me an idea.
Well, don't you know what was in them?
Well, the subject matter, of course, yes. I wouldn't know how you composed it, though.
Oh, sure. Am I ever done? Say, is that a real policeman rehearsing or an actor?
Oh, that's a real policeman.
Hmm, I thought so. Hey, that's Harrigan. How come Harrigan?
Well, we have a bit.
Oh, you know, there wasn't a policeman in the scene they took the last time.
No, no, naturally. We see, we've made some changes in the plot. That's the reason for all these retakes.
Oh, I see. Anyway, I guess I do. You're going to take the same kind of pictures of Miss Stone?
Oh, yes.
Well, I hope the ones you get this time will be better. Mm-hmm. I mean, composition.
Oh.
And the leading man. Kind of a snaky-looking guy.
Uh-huh.
I like Roy Rogers much better. I guess I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's all right, Maxwell. Doesn't matter. Matter of fact, I like Roy Rogers myself.
Mr. Patterson.
Hmm?
Have you been a director a long time?
Yes, quite some time. Why?
Oh, that's what I thought.
Oh, why?
Oh, because I know your face so well. I guess I must have seen it in a movie magazine.
Yeah, could be. Now, what were you going to ask me about the last time they shot this sequence?
I?
Well, you were about to say something about the pictures, maybe the pictures you took.
Oh. Well, I always did wonder.
Yeah?
You know, when they brought the girl in the last time? I mean, you, Miss Stone. Well, they had a carrier. They put her right down in the hospital bed. You know, at first I thought she was really sick. She looked sick. Oh, you must have been an awful good actress, Miss Stone.
Thanks.
Even all the time, that man, I mean the leading man, well, he was holding her in her arms and everything. Well, she looked to me like she was out cold.
Yeah?
And all of a sudden, oh, gee, Miss Stone, I'll never forget how you did it. You began to moan and scream and everything. Boy, it made my blood run cold. Even if it was only acting for a movie.
Did it? Really?
Yeah. And the way the director rushed over with a hypodermic. Boy, it was real as anything. And the way the other lady said, oh, that should hold her. Hey. Hey, who was she? I don't see her around.
The other woman?
Yeah.
Middle-aged, dark hair, yeah. Rather handsome face.
Oh, that's her.
Liz Wren.
A character actress playing the mother.
Well, the other director says she was supposed to be a nurse.
Oh? Well, there you are, you see. I told you we were making changes.
Well, I guess so. I was watching through the window both times, and yet it didn't direct it a bit the way the other fella did.
Well, we all have our ideas. I wouldn't be making these retakes, you see, if the first scenes had been satisfactory.
Well, it was more exciting the other way. Oops, I shouldn't have said that, should I?
No, no, it's all right, Maxwell. And I'm very much pleased with your eye for detail.
From taking so many pictures, I guess.
Yes, no doubt.
You know, I study other pictures, too. Especially in the newspapers.
Oh, well, that's good training. Excellent training.
You know, I'd seen your picture in the newspaper, too. Why, you...
Well, Mr. Patterson, they put me through my paces, and they put me through them again. Seems like it ought to be about time to take the scene with the camera, eh?
What did Mr. Tyler say?
Well, to ask you.
Oh. Well, we'll be ready in a few minutes, Officer Harrigan.
I wouldn't say a word, but the wife's expecting me to dinner. Not that it'll make too much difference if I'm late this once.
Well, we'll get to you in a few moments.
If you would, right?
But, Mr. Patterson.
Yes?
Officer Harrigan has to be made up.
Oh, yes, that's right. Mr. Tyler.
Yes, Mr. Patterson?
How about having Officer Harrigan here made up?
Right away.
You hear that, Officer Harrigan?
I did, thanks. Well, if it isn't young Max Cook with his mouth open.
Oh, hello, Officer Harrigan.
Close your mouth, Max. And don't be staring at Mr. Patterson like he was a ghost. He's a famous movie director, I know, but...
that's it. He's not.
What?
I just saw his face in the light.
We'll shoot the scene right now, Officer Harrigan, so...
And he's not a director at all.
You'd better go home to dinner.
Yes, Max, too, before Mr. Patterson...
But I tell you, he isn't Patterson, and he's not a director. I know who he is. I saw his picture on the paper. I just didn't remember it at first. Why, he's a lawyer. He's Perry Mason, the lawyer everybody's looking for. Gee, can't you see it, Officer Harrigan? That's Perry Mason.
And so the one thing Perry Mason feared and hoped would not happen has happened. He's been recognized before he's had a chance to establish his client's and his own innocence. Well, be with us tomorrow, won't you?
When you buy wash day products these days, it's pay your money and take your choice. Yes, there are many, many washing products to choose from. But remember this. Procter & Gamble's Tide is different from all the rest. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film too. Yet with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is safe, truly safe, for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens those soap-dulled colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets white linens and shirts whiter than any other washing product known. And all those Tide suds, you get oceans of them, even in hardest water. They're different-looking, different-feeling suds. So try Tide, for Tide and only Tide gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.